We care not for bishops. We care not for creeds and governments. That concern only with humanity and with truth. And truth really is good to live. The history and the record of the church, I have no need to remind you what that has given to the world. I do not say I have not been and are not good Christians. We are not good followers. We are not good teachers. Of course there are. Nevertheless, there is much in the teachings of the church, in the followers of the church, which are in no way concerned with a simple yet great and wonderful person called Jesus. Jesus, who had no consideration for himself, had no position in life, had no church, no society, nowhere to lay his head. Jesus, who was the great yet humble soul, came into the world to show men the path of righteousness and truth. He turned, as you know, the money changers from under the temple. I wonder what he would do now if he were to return to some of your churches and temples. What his reaction would be to the world, his own by the so-called Christian bodies, with their pomp and their ceremony, with their vestments, with all the paraphernalia of Orthodox religion. He did not account to find such a fallacy, such a farcical thing. Man is created then, not human. We follow a simple, yet great and glorious teacher. Jesus, in spirit and in truth. Where there is humbleness and spirit, where there is simplicity and trust and faith and the realization of the power and the love of God, there is hope for humanity. But where there is pomp and ceremony and circumstance, where there is all that I could show and do with him, there you will not find a simple Jesus. We are the footstand of Christian governments. We come, we can, to help break them down, that people might be free to think for themselves and to become one in the divine source of enlightenment and goodness. I know the things that we say sometimes must cause consternation among certain peoples, but truth must prevail, and truth is the only thing that matters to us. Even though at times we must hurt those who we love. We love all peoples, whatever they may be, whatever their circumstances, whatever their so-called religion or belief, for we are all brothers and sisters in humanity and in love. Even what one thought yesterday sometimes must be changed by experience. When I was in your world, I was a fortunate recipient of messages from great souls. Many of those souls, of course, I have met here, and are my companions in life here. We are one in spirit. And I know there is much more that we have to do to help humanity. Yes, Father. We look back and we see that which has been accomplished. But we look forward to great happiness and joy in our hearts to that which must come. When the realization comes to all the world of flesh, of the oneness of the divine, of the power that he sheds upon his children, when we should be able in some measure to make men see with the eyes of the Spirit, and hear with the ears of the Spirit, indeed when all men shall be spiritually inclined. your world, for you only do well know with in fear. Always you are with fear, fear of so many things. Fear must be eradicated from men's minds and hearts. There must come peace and tranquility, for it can only come by the revelation of the Spirit. When all men realize their fathers, when they cast aside and from them all the things that bind them, the things that are material, and they are more inclined to the things of the Spirit. When they look one for the other, for the things that are good, we must break down the barriers that separate them from the heartless barriers. Most of they are the religious barriers, for there is no stronger barrier, no difficult barrier to break than religious intolerance. And you are born into worlds, even in the Christian faith, there have been hundreds of different faiths and creeds, where they openly do not profess, profess to hate, yet underneath that camouflage, there is much that is not good. We must break out these barriers. There must be one religion in the world for it to make progress. And that religion must be based on truth. It is only truth that can set them free. Nor we see into the world no conscious will become of what crimes are committed under the name of religion. We are very, very, very anxious that men should see and realize that many of the faults, many of the differences that have been set up in your life are caused by intolerance, intolerance among men and women throughout the world, among nations. We must, it is anyone's duty, to try to break down these barriers. And most important of all, as I see it, are the religious barriers. But when men are made free to think and to realize the truths of life eternal, when they realize that many souls of salvation, that they are the ones that can save themselves from the world, it cannot be done by anyone else but by the individual himself, by thinking right, by acting right, and eventually becoming right. No one can save you but yourself. Disprove, and others can point the way. Souls from the sky can show you the path. Greater fires have been sent into your world at different periods of time, all of the missions, and each and every instance there has been sincere and simple love, with no thought in the dirty and aggrandizement and position of power. They do not want palaces, they do not want the goods and the values of the earth. They only want the value of the human heart and soul. We see in your world the hypocrisy of race, and we come that we might in some measure make it out. But we have no fear in our makeup, for we come with love in our hearts. And to do this work, we have to be strong. Strong within ourselves, knowing that right will overcome material and might. You may feel insecure, at times. You may feel insignificant at times. Nevertheless, within you is a power greater than that held by any bishop, any person who sets himself up. In your world, there is one who is the leader of men, whether it be material or spiritual. But we are not concerned with power, neither are you. There is only one power that we acknowledge and understand. It is the power of love. Where love is, all things are possible. Do not be discouraged by those around you in so-called positions of authority. They, in themselves, are weak. We can only know. We should they hear my words deep down in their hearts, if they are true to themselves, they will know it and will not like me or you. Having said it, But we care not for power, for position. But they, in dread of it, live for it. Take away their business. Take away their judge. Take away their power and position. And believe me, you'd hear such a human cry as you've never heard before. For they do. More than the material affairs, conditions of life, than anything else. And so it will be. The time will come when the judges will be again in town. But they lie by their side, men will be free. God's kingdom of the world, in nature, in all its glory and beauty, there it is that man can worship. God does not want mittens, ornaments, stained glass windows. God does not ask man to provide these things. He is more concerned that man should provide the most fortunate brother, that he might give to those who have little, for to give to those most fortunate in yourselves, to help those who are lame and sick, is more important than all things. For all the paraphernalia of power, they do not represent God or his power. They represent man's position and power in the world. All the chanting and all the singing, all the prayer themselves, repeated automatically, day in and day out, fall on deaf ears. It is from the heart, the love of man, that is. It is from this that goodness grows, and power of the spiritual kind is made possible. The world will change. We will seek to strive to fight for the things of the earth, but rather to build up in the realms of spirit those things that cannot die, those things that cannot be taken away, those things that are eternal because they are of God. We see in the world changes. We see so many changes. And we look forward to the time when man will see and know and understand these things that we speak of. It shall and must come. In the meantime, you yourselves, striving as you do, be patient, do not be discouraged. Realize that these things that we speak of shall come to pass. Man will see and know and be conscious of these things. No greater decree, like your world, the barriers will be broken down. The false idols and gods living there shall be cast aside. Man will worship the new and lasting God of all his children. But there are a few brave souls in your world who already are experimenting, are intending to make possible a mechanical method of contact with our world. Some of these people already are beginning to achieve some results. Nothing at the moment that they have to be considered as effective, but nevertheless they are being guided and helped by scientists on this side, experimenting as they are to this one end. And I do foresee with a certainty within myself, the time will come when science will perfect the instrument by being able to tune it on high wave to our world. And it is even possible that by some form which I know is no nothing, it will be possible to see or to perceive souls in this world. This will be so in itself evidential to humanity that it will, as I see it, change completely the outlook of mankind. It will rob the world of the fear of death. It will discourage many of those who trade in your world upon the ignorance of the people. It will cast down false idols, and it will open up greater avenues of truth. You have today the radio, you have your television. Things which 50 years ago would have been considered impossible, would have been considered miraculous, which today you expect as lawful. So there is no reason why it is not possible that we, in a similar manner, shall be able to communicate with you. The same thing as we had to do with instruments such as we use today. We are grateful, of course, to those instruments who have served faithfully and well the spirit world. But science has advanced to such a degree. It is beginning to tap unknown sources beyond your comprehension. You talk, as it were, today of going to the moon, or to the satellite, to the stars, maybe who knows what tomorrow holds. And man talks about taking flight into the atmosphere to contact new worlds. Our world is not so far removed from you as the sun, as the stars. Our world is all around you. They are merely on a different vibration, in a different condition. So why not that you should be able to communicate with us through a scientific, so-called scientific way? And we know that it is possible, and our scientists, people here, brilliantly, are struggling, working with a female world, likewise in Christmas. And I know it must come. Both, indeed, will men find proof and begin to realize the import of his being in your world, the purpose for it. You realize that the tremendous power that is invested in himself. Man has tremendous power within himself through so much. Man is only just beginning to realize what he can achieve. It is all progress. Man is in a state threefold. He is material, he is spiritual, and he is psychic. I use the word psychic because it's the only word I can see or think of to convey that extra stuff in which man is so born ignorant about. Man is not just flesh and blood, neither is he just spirit. There is a psychic force that is emanated throughout the world for generations of time, presumably ever since life began. So many things that are puzzling, things that are strange, yet nevertheless they are all what you call the psychic nature. For in all life there is a psychic force. Whatever form of life it may be, there is this psychic force. But only in man, but in the animal kingdom, in nature itself, in trees, in flowers, there is great strength to the psychic kind, which, when it is understood, will change completely man's ideas. You are finding out more and more despite what life is. Science popular reply in them, and use in the right direction, can bring great success to mankind, a great revelation of the spirit. Whereas religion depends on outdoor creeds and dogmas and mythological and all sorts of things which have no relation to truth. That is able to prove and prove more and more what man is and what his needs are and will be, more so in the future. It is divine. We talk literally of things like the divine, which have an understanding, certain states, world implied. We cannot understand God, what is God. No man can understand or define God, but nonetheless, that tremendous force of power, of which we are all part, is ever with you, is within you, and is around and about you, outside your world and inside, is all there. It is life germinating. And from that source, tremendous things are possible. So much we have spent, so much others have spent so far to me. In time, we shall have opportunity, in a position, to realize that we are privileged, we are blessed, to have these opportunities of conversing. Do not be discouraged. These are not our first day. Do not be discouraged, because I know it is easy. Even with the truth that you have, the knowledge that you have, to sometimes be discouraged by people around you who, in many respects, are very fine people, but who are ultimately blind to the reality. The things that are and must be, they are so messed up in themselves. It is difficult for them. They should complete it. At the same time, you must continue to strive to enlighten those who need it, to help those who are in such need of this truth, especially those who are more limited to see, because deadness is a power. For when they lose one whose life is so much to them, those who know it, they are the ones who are beginning to work the seed. They are the ones who are more ready to receive. Be patient and strive to do what you can. Do not be discouraged, for we are with you.